Checking in today with Sue Kindrigan, Secretary to the Quincy Board of License Commissioners, to get a rundown on the May 17th meeting. Hi, Sue.
Good morning.
Great to see you in person. The meetings are now, right?
They are. Two meetings ago, we went back in person and expect to stay that way now. Yes.
Great. Nice to see a little bit of normalcy coming back for sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Although it was a quick one.
Only two items this week. As you and I spoke before this meeting started, I expect the next couple meetings will have a little bit more activity just based on things I see that have come in thus far that are queued up for the June 7th and June 21st meetings.
Okay, so this was the last meeting of May?
Correct, yes. Oh.
Okay, so what happened?
All right, so we had two agenda items, as we said. The first one, something that folks would be quite familiar with, the annual Q Pride Day, which will be taking place on Sunday, June 5th at Pageant Field from noon to 6 p.m. So Mr. Richard Ash was in attendance for that committee, just requesting the special use permit and a one-day beer license for that event. They'll have a beer truck, Hive Brewing Beer Truck, who has been there for that event in the past, as well as several food trucks. So that was the first item that passed. We had four members in attendance for the meeting this week, so that passed unanimously. And the second item was we had Mr. Tim Cahill, the head of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce, at the hearing. The chamber will be overseeing the farmers market that is at Kilroy Square. So there has been a farmers market there in the past, the Quincy Farmers Market. That farmers market is relocating this season to St. Chrysostom's up in the other end of the city. They will be having their farmers market on Sundays. The Kilroy Square Farmers Market will remain at Kilroy Square, and that market will be on Fridays. And they expect that's beginning on Friday, June 17th, and they expect that to run until Friday, October 28th. And that's noon to 5 in Kilroy Square. Mr. Cahill reviewed the plan. It's very similar to the setup that they had last year, although he did say they are adding a lot more artisan type vendors in addition to the traditional farmers that they have there, as well as the honey vendors and the soap vendors. But they do see a lot more artisan crafters that are joining this market, and they're increasing each week. People can still apply for that market right on the website for the chamber. And that also passed unanimously, 4-0, or 4 in favor. And again, beginning Friday, June 17th.
Okay, so wow, two farmers markets in Quincy now.
Yep. On Fridays and one on Sundays. And then Kilroy Square, that the folks had been in front of the license board at a previous hearing, because there will be a market there Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays with the beer garden and whatnot. So a lot of activity taking place in that new square, which is nice. But this was specific to get a food license for them for the farmers market.
Okay, very good. Has the Quincy Farmers Market been in yet for their license?
They already are licensed. So that's been in existence. And yeah, they just came in and to ask for the, you know, just to review the change of location. But no, that they'd already been approved. So that's been a longstanding market, still being run by the same folks, just in a different location.
Okay, excellent. And that was it, right?
Yeah, that was it. I think we adjourned at 4:09. So it was a quick one.
Excellent. All right, Sue, appreciate the update. As always, good to talk to you.
You as well. See you soon. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.